China is buying up huge amounts of American farmland, and much of it is curiously close to key U.S. nuclear sites. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll tell you what I found during my reporting in Montana about communist China's aggressive ambitions in the United States. Follow the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody. Quick reminder before we get into actual news that we would really love for you to check out our friends at Acre Gold, where you can get your grubby little paws on actual physical gold, depending on what you decide to subscribe with as your monthly payment. So instead of forking over a whole bunch of money for like a big ass bar of gold, you can just do a monthly subscription, and you can do it for as little as $50 a month, where you get these little gold bars. This is a 2.5 grammer right here. And this comes right to your door. It's the handiest thing ever. You can check out all the details about how this works at getacregold.com/chicks.
And don't forget to go bookmark our website right now. Well, maybe not right now. Maybe after the show. Go bookmark our website. ChicksOnRight.com. ChicksOnRight.com.
Do it.
Bookmark it.
And can I just say that this is a really, we're getting down to the wire before Camp Chono. You guys, we're like, it is coming up. We're starting to get like pretty freaked out because there's still so much to do. And so if you are a person who bought tickets and now can't go, and I know there's several people, and I'm seeing those people who are like, oh my God, I can't go because this happened and this happened and this happened. Those people are in our Facebook insiders and our locals supporter groups. So if you are a person watching now who has not joined one of those groups and you want to come to Camp Tono on September 10th, just outside of Tampa, now is the time to join because you can possibly get your hands on some tickets. That's all I'm saying, because there are people selling tickets there that can't go. So if you still would like a chance to be able to go, that's the way to do it, is that people are selling tickets in either the Facebook insiders or the local supporters groups. So that is that. That's another great reason for you to join, other than just the fact that those are like amazing communities. But like now it's coming down to the wire. And if you want to go, if especially if you're in Florida and you want to come, try to get your hands on some tickets, you guys. Do it. Can I just take a moment of personal privilege, if I may, and say that today, you guys, is 6 months stroke-free for me.
It's so great. I love it. Yay. 6 months.
Yay!
So what? So is that like I know it's like an awesome, obviously an awesome thing personally, but like from a medical perspective, does that mean something?
Probably a year is going to mean something more than 6 months, but the 30-day mark was a huge deal. Like that was a massive, massive milestone. If you can get through without having like a bigger or more significant stroke at 30 days, that's a huge deal. I don't know if 6 months is a big deal medically. It's just, I noticed that the date yesterday was August 14th, which was exactly 6 months from the day I had it. So today is like really the 6 month date that I haven't.
I can't believe it was 6 months ago. Can you?
Right? I know.
God,
it was like a lifetime ago.
I know. Really. Yeah, totally. Yeah. And then with the surgery too, with that corrective surgery, I just feel like it's all in the past, right?
Right?
Crazy.
I know. It's just crazy. So anyway, I just wanted to point that out because that was pretty like exciting for me to realize that that was a thing.
Yeah.
Also exciting news is that Jeff Toobin has left CNN. So the self-manipulating Jeffrey Toobin.
We can't say what he did. We're calling the self-manipulator. Is that what we're redefining what that is? He played with himself, you guys.
On a Zoom call.
And then they were like, we're going to go ahead and let you still work here.
Right. As long as you want. Because he left. Like, apparently he's voluntarily leaving.
Right. These are the people who are like the arbiters of, you know, like sexism and all, and the Me Too movement, all those. That's who they are. And they are like, oh, no, it's fine, though. You can still work here. It's totally fine.
Isn't that CNN? So I don't know what he's doing. I don't know where he's going or what he's doing, and I don't care. But like, I just thought I would mention that you're not going to see his face on CNN anymore. So
we're all very upset about that. We're all so upset about it.
I'm sure. Okay, so on to news. There's still a lot of hullabaloo, obviously, about the Mar-a-Lago raid. And over the weekend, Trump was saying that now he understands that the boxes that were taken away from Mar-a-Lago include information that he believes is attorney-client privileged. So now he is demanding that those records be returned to him because now there's like a whole new angle to it, and that some of those records have attorney-client privilege and the FBI has no business taking them. So it's just getting more and more and more convoluted. And we're going to have, there was a great Bill Maher's show on Friday was like actually really good all the way around. I kept seeing more and more clips from it. And I think by the time I saw all the clips, I was like, I think I've watched the whole show. And it was fantastic. And we're going to have some analysis from both of them about what this means for the 2024 election in just a little bit. But first of all, there's a show called The Dean Obadiah Show. I don't even know if I'm saying that right, but apparently it's a show of some prominence. And on that show, Dean had as his guest Mary Trump, who the two, what you're about to see is a clip of them basically gossiping about the raid and speculating who the informant to the FBI might have been. And they're just both just gross people. And so I just didn't want to know about it alone.
So according to the reporting, there is a Mar-a-Lago mole. Do you have any guesses? Do you have any idea who benefits the most by Donald Trump going to prison? There's so many.
There are. So it's so tough to choose. I want it to be all of them. You know, I think we need to start with who would have access to this stuff. I don't think Mark Meadows would have access to it.
No, I don't either.
I think we need to look very hard at why Jared got $2 billion. We needed to look very hard at why he has been so quiet for so many months now. And we need to think about who could also be implicated in this that would need as big a play as turning Donald in order to get out of trouble, or at least to mitigate the trouble they're in. It sounds like somebody in Jared's position. I'm not saying it's Jared, but it could be. I don't know.
We were going through it. We had all these scenarios. We had the secession scenario, Game of Thrones type of thing. Just, you know, so you've got like, is it Ivanka? Is there a way to be clear of her dad? And finally, she gets to rule the empire. Is it right. As simple as Melania doesn't want to have to hold his hand ever again?
Right. Or as somebody said, she doesn't want to get buried in a golf course, which is, you know, fair.
So that's that show.
These people are insufferable. Like they really just like, yeah. And I mean, I listen, like Jared or Ivanka, really? Ivanka? You think Ivanka would actually do that to her dad? Really? Like she really wants to believe that. Mary Trump is the most miserable human being on the planet.
Right?
She's at least one of the, maybe the three, honestly. Yeah. God, she's horrible.
And for her to be like Jared, or I can't remember which one of them said it now, but like for them to say that Jared's been so quiet. I mean, yeah. He's also fought cancer over the last 12 months. So there's been reasons for him to be quiet. I mean, it's just what in the world?
And what is he supposed to say about this? What exactly is he supposed to do and come out and say about all of this that the rest of us aren't already? This is about, like we said, this is about documentation. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, and what they did to him and what they've done to him is outrageous, you guys. I mean, you can spin it any way you want, but the way that he has been treated as opposed to the way other presidents would have been treated, we all know that it's ridiculous, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is insane what we're watching. And so what is he supposed to say? God, Mary Trump.
Yeah, I don't know what they're expecting out of him right now.
Exactly. What would you expect Jared to say? What would you expect Ivanka to say? I mean, the same things that all of us are kind of looking at this going, what the hell is going on? It's nuts. I mean, I was hoping we said it at the beginning, they better find something in that house because documentation, that's what this is all about. Seriously.
Wow. Well, and they keep saying that it could be a violation of different things, right? Like, so there's like this record, the Presidential Records Act, and now they're talking about the Espionage Act, and like they're, it's like, it feels so much like they're just grasping for something to
pin
on
him.
Then,
yeah, then show it. That's the thing. Right. We've been through this, I don't know how many times before with Trump. Freaking pony up. That's the thing. All of us out here who have watched this for years with this guy. Okay, then show it. Why'd they wait all weekend to go into his house if it was such a big deal? That's another thing that drives me insane. If they knew something about it on Friday, why'd they wait till Monday if it was such a big freaking emergency? I mean, all of this is so sketch and weird. And it's because it's Trump. It's because it's him. Yeah. And we all know it. And I'm just so sick of tiptoeing around that. You know, they know it and we know it. Everybody knows it.
Well, there was a fun little song that came out of this whole entire thing. And I posted it on our website, chicksontheright.com, this past week. But I thought I would share it here for people who may not have seen it, because it is such, and Daisy was making fun of me because I was calling it a banger before we went on. And I will have you know that in the post I wrote about it, I called it a bop.
Oh my God.
But here it is a banger. You guys, this is the stuff that makes me love the internet, right? Like, these are the moments where I remember the good of the internet and not just the horrible, like, Twitter sphere of the internet, but the actual creativity is when people do stuff like this.
Here to give you an update on the FBI's investigation of Secretary Clinton. What I want to do is tell you what we're recommending. But first, let me tell you what we found. 110 emails, 52 email chains have been determined to contain classified information.
What difference at this point does it make?
8 of those chains are top secret. 36 of those chains, secret. And 8 contain confidential information.
What?
Of those chains were top secret.
Was it the best choice?
6 of those chains.
7 was it a mistake?
8 contained confidential information.
What difference at this point does it make?
With respect to our recommendation, this is going to be an unusual statement in at least a couple of ways. Although there is evidence, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. I know there will be intense public debate. I know there will be intense public debate. I know there will be intense public debate. Public debate.
What difference at this point does it make?
110 emails.
It wasn't the best choice.
52 email chains.
I made a mistake.
Have been determined to contain classified information.
What difference at this point does it make?
I love it. I cannot stop listening to it.
I could have done without seeing both of their faces, though, honestly. But it's nice to bring all of that back up to show everybody, you know, the difference, like just to remind everybody of the difference. Yeah. It's funny because this weekend my daughter had a sleepover. A bunch of 12 and 13 year old girls were in my house. And one of the girls, some song came on. They're all like swimming and stuff. And one of the girls was like, "This song is fire." So it just reminded me of you calling it a banger.
Oh my God. I had to have a whole text conversation with my son because I wanted a noun. And I knew, like, you could say a song slaps or like it's fire or whatever. But I wanted a noun to describe this song is a blank. And I was like, what's the word for that? Is it banger? And he goes, yeah, I'd probably say banger. And then I was like, I'm going to go with bop. So that's what I wrote in the post.
Oh my God. It's like we're 1,000 years old.
I know. We're totally 1,000.
So bad.
Totally and completely 1,000 years old. There's no question about it, you guys. I would like to remind everybody about our good friends at Nutrisystem. If you are looking to lose a few pounds, maybe you're trying to do that even before Camp Tono, perhaps, or you've got an event coming up and you just need a little bit of a reset, we highly recommend Nutrisystem. And here is why. You get your premium meals, okay, your premium meals that have up to 30 grams of protein. So when you eat them, you feel full for hours. And then it comes right to your door. It comes in this nice little ice chest. You get your breakfasts,
Your breakfasts. Yeah. It sounded like breastesses. Your breastesses. Your breakfasts. You don't get breakfast. Those, you guys. You get your breakfasts.
Yes. Your breakfasts,
yes.
Your lunches, and your dinners, you get them all delivered right to your door. All you have to do is go to Nutrisystem.com/chicks, and you will get Nutrisystem, any of the plans, for 50% off. You can lose a pound or two a week. Nutrisystem.com/chicks.
And don't forget to check out our Facebook insiders and our local chicksontheright.locals.com. Those are your people.
Especially for tickets. Especially if you want your tickets.
Yes.
Okay. Switching gears. We also need to talk about the whole Inflation Reduction Act, which is now going to haunt us all. So just get ready for your IRS audits, you guys, because they're coming. So all this nonsense about it not affecting people who make less than $400,000, give me a break. They wouldn't need 87,000 more IRS agents if it wasn't going to affect everybody. So just get all your papers in a row.
We could use all those freaking people on the border is what we really could use them for.
Right.
We could use so many of those people in so many other places, or just not. You know, we could slash so many of those people. I mean, no offense, but the federal government is a little bit
big.
Yeah. A little bit heavy. Yeah.
Yeah.
We could cut.
It's a lot.
They could use some Nutrisystem. You know what I mean?
Trim that fat. That's
yeah,
right.
We could trim it.
So Jennifer Granholm, energy secretary, was on with that Brianna Kalar chick from CNN. And so, you know, because normal people with actual brains know that the Inflation Reduction Act will actually do nothing whatsoever to reduce inflation. And so they're starting to get, the people in the administration are starting to get called out about the name, about the fact that it isn't actually going to impact inflation. So Brianna was asking Jennifer Granholm, are people going to feel relief? Because what people need to feel right now is relief from the incredibly high prices of everything. Listen to what this complete idiot's response was.
This, first of all, immediately, people will be able to lower the fuel costs in their home. There's a 30% tax credit that you can claim in 2022 for installing energy efficient windows, heat pumps, energy efficient appliances. That is right away. And on top of that, of course, if citizens want to install solar panels on their roofs so that they can generate their own power, that's another 30% tax credit. And of course, there's the tax credits that are at the dealership for the automotive sector.
Right. Let me go out and just spend $25,000 on solar panels so I can get a tax credit. You idiot.
So I can lower my costs? How is she serious?
Right. This is the thing. These people live in a completely different world where they have everything paid for by taxpayers. They have no idea what it's like to live in the real world. Oh my God. So you have pay. So what they're saying is I have to go out and I have to pay for stuff to get a tax credit to get relief. This is what they're saying. Oh my God.
Yes. I mean, it's such complete nonsense. And so for her to say that, and of course, Brianna is like sitting there like, oh yeah, this makes all the sense in the world that people are literally living paycheck to paycheck, cannot afford their monthly bills. And now you're saying, oh, we'll fix that. Just buy $25,000 worth of solar panels and you'll get $100 rebate.
This is the thing. People are pissed off because eggs are like, you know, $5 for a carton. And this is who she's talking to. She's talking to those people. Just go spend money on solar panels and then everything's going to be fine. She has no idea who she's talking to. None.
Oh my God. That's just freaking crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. We also need to show, because Pelosi's very, very excited, of course, about the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act. And this is just a very quick clip of her. But you guys, she's so drunk. Okay. Like I think you're going to see this and there's not going to be any question about how drunk she is. Right. I mean, just watch.
They vote against the planet, Mother Earth. Mother Earth gets angry from time to time, and this legislation will help us address all of that.
This legislation's gonna help us with that.
She's like, vodka! Vodka!
God.
Is she,
Mother Earth gets angry.
Where was she? Where was that?
I don't know. Is that, I have
was
no
she
idea.
Was she in Washington? She's back in the United States though, right? Like she's back.
Oh yeah, yeah.
She's okay. Mm-hmm. She's back. All right. Okay. Did she leave her son over in Asia? Like, what? Just curious.
Well, he
like,
probably has some business to conduct. I know. There.
No, no, he's not doing. Shh, he's not doing any business.
Oh my God. Anyway, she sounded like a drunken idiot in that one. All right. KJP was on with Jonathan Karl of ABC on, what is it? This is, I don't even remember what that news show is. One of the Sunday talk shows. So she was there to answer his tough, tough questions. and so one of the questions that he asked her was about, listen, Joe Biden's had all of these amazing wins, like the Inflation Reduction Act and no more inflation in July, zero inflation and all of these wins. So why do people still hate him so much is essentially his question. And you guys, if you thought that she has like a shtick for the pressers, it turns out that's just her actual personality 100% of the time. Watch.
We saw our poll that came out, ABC News Ipsos, that came out last Sunday, showed that just 37% of Americans approve of President Biden's handling of the economy. 70% say they thought the economy was getting worse. Now, we've since learned that inflation actually abated in July. But why is it that if things are getting better, so many Americans are unhappy with President Biden's handling of it?
So, you know, we'll say this, you know, we have said this before. It's like, we get it. We understand what the American people are feeling at this time. This is a number one priority. Inflation has been a number one priority for this president. Lowering costs has been a number one priority for this president. If you look at every day this summer, we saw gas prices go down by more than a dollar, saving Americans about a little bit more than $100 a month. That matters,
you guys. It's our priority, and we understand.
I love how she always starts with, we're going to say this.
Right.
Because this is what we've been told to say. This is our game plan. This is what we're full of complete shit, but this is what we're going to say. We're going to say this. Because it's all a PR strategy. It's all marketing. It's all bull crap because they don't know. They just have a script of what they're going to say, and then they say it. And she says it on every single show. It's like a little script.
It's like they might just push a button on her arm, and that's the sound that comes out is just that line over and over again.
She's the doll. She goes out there and she says the things, you know, pull the string. She said, I mean, it's just a bunch of crap. They don't care about anybody. They don't care. They're just like, give us your money. Give us your money. And if you're not going to give it to us, we're going to send out our 87,000 armed agents to get it from you because we're going to get it either way. We're going to get it. That's what they're doing. Our founders are rolling over in their graves about all of this too. You know, people just like, you know, they just seriously, they go about their day and it's just like, it sounds alarmist when I say, oh my God, the 87,000 agents, you know, it's just terrible. It's terrible. But think about what the founders wanted for this country. They did not want what's happening right now. 87,000 IRS agents, more than what we already have. Can you imagine what the founders would think about that, you guys? Seriously. They didn't even want the taxes that we already have. And then look what's happening. It's insanity what's happening in this country right now.
Well, he also called out the administration on the name of this legislation being the Inflation Reduction Act and how completely Orwellian that is. And, well, I'll just play it.
Both Republicans, both.
But let me ask you, it's called the Inflation Reduction Act. But the Congressional Budget Act Office, which is nonpartisan, said that there would be a negligible impact on inflation this year and barely impact inflation at all next year. I mean, isn't it almost Orwellian? How can you call it Inflation Reduction Act when the nonpartisan experts say it's not going to?
So I appreciate that. I appreciate the question. We've actually addressed this, the CBO. It was the top line number. There's more in there that shows that it will have the money from. Remember how we're doing this, too. It's making sure that billionaires in corporate America are paying their fair share, making sure that it's that the tax code is a little bit more fair. And so when you do that, when you put it in its totality, totality, you will see that it will bring down, lower the deficit, which will help fight inflation. Look, here's the thing. We have 126 economists, both Republicans, both Democrats, who have said it's going to fight inflation. We have five former Secretary of Treasury. There's more to it. It's just it was the way that Republicans did that was so that it could make an argument that is false. It is going to fight inflation. It is it has been proven. It has been said by economists across the board on the Republican side and the Democrat side.
She's just so full of garbage.
Right. It's going to fight inflation. It's like Thor, you guys. It's like a bunch of Marvel superheroes. It's going to fight it. I mean, it's just insane. Like, it's crazy what these people think. Or they're at least trying to peddle, right? They're trying to sell you, like, the notion. They're trying to sell the American people the notion that somehow all this spending is going to fight inflation. It's just madness. It just is not going to work. It's not worked before. It's never worked before. It's not going to work now. It's a lie.
Of course it won't. It absolutely will not. What you should also have on hand in your house right now before all the S hits the fan is nice sheets on your bed, you guys.
That's right.
Live it up right now before the zombies come. Make sure you've got yourself some dream sheets from MyPillow on your bed right now. Huge, huge sale on their Percale dream sheets. Now, the queen size set, for example, normally it's $89.98. Now, when you go to MyPillow.com/chicks, it's only $39.98 when you use code chicks. And on top of that, and that's, by the way, for all sizes of sheets, there's huge discounts no matter what size you get. But then also it's buy one, get one on their towels and their pillows. So now is the time to stock up.
The towels, the pillows, all of it, you guys. It's just so great. They have flip-flops there, too, that are amazing. Listen, I know we're not supposed to talk about them right now, but I freaking love them. You have no idea. I'm wearing them right now. Like, they're amazing, you guys. I love them. I'm just saying, they have everything. You need to go to their site, check everything out, and then just use our code CHICKS for everything. Everything.
MyPillow.com/CHICKS. Do it right now. You guys, if you did not see the probably 9.5-minute monologue that Bill Maher did on his show about cultural appropriation, it is a must watch. You can see it. We've retweeted it. So if you need a quick way to find it, we've retweeted it from over the weekend. The whole thing, it's phenomenal. It's one of his best monologues ever. Obviously, it was too much to play here, but I did want to play the slightly longer clip of Bill Maher's discussion with Piers Morgan about the Mar-a-Lago raid. And Piers Morgan, I think, does a phenomenal job of breaking down what this actually means to people, why people are upset, but then also, you know, the other side. I think he's very objective about the whole thing. You're going to get mad, I think, at Bill Maher a little bit through this, but the whole thing is an interesting thing to listen to because they talk about how this impacts 2024 as well. It's just under 2 minutes. Watch.
I noticed no one on the right has so far said, well, it's a big nothing because, you know, when has he ever done anything wrong? It's not that. They're planting evidence. Of course they know this is what he does. Why did he take it to begin with? I don't think he even knew it was in those boxes or cared. I just think it was like, they're mine.
But also, I mean,
I live here. Yeah. I put him in those boxes. I get to take my boxes. I don't think he even knew.
But the weirdest thing is that there was a subpoena to get a load of this stuff out of Mar-a-Lago, and they handed over, I think, 15 boxes of stuff, but they kept all this back. But in the end, look, it comes down to what is in these boxes they've seized. If it turns out to be the real deal, if it turns out that Donald Trump has violated the Espionage Act, that is a serious crime. He should be held to account.
Okay.
But Bill, if it doesn't turn out to be that, there are legitimate questions, I think, from the Trump supporters about the different standards applied to Donald Trump as have been applied to Hillary Clinton, to James Comey, to Hunter Biden, and the others. And that is the problem with when you take a massive sledgehammer like this, unprecedented sledgehammer, you've got to deliver.
But if anybody else, if the president really is not above the law, if anybody else walked out of the White House with that amount of classified information, even if it wasn't that top, top, top level stuff, they'd be in jail.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they'd be fined, certainly.
Well, they certainly wouldn't be let go. Mm. It wouldn't be a cause celeb. I mean, The problem here for me, and again, I think they had to do this because, look, I got to think that Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, who Trump appointed, I think he's a solid guy. Merrick Garland, I mean, sure, he's got a few axes to grind. But I think he's this very serious guy. I just don't think those two people would have signed off on this if there wasn't reason to do it. I don't think they wanted to do it because because it's just like, and it's like Trump, he did sell his soul to the devil because he is the luckiest man in the world. His fortune was finally falling. The big lie was finally losing momentum. DeSantis was beating him in the polls. You know who hates this more than anybody? DeSantis. DeSantis, look, I had this in the bag, and now I got to run against President Martyr. And this is saving Trump politically. Because now, of course, all the Republicans, what do they do?
It may
they,
be what, of course, Joe Biden would secretly like. He might want to face off against Trump again.
Yes.
He might think.
So he's behind
time.
It. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying. Because they will run with any more conspiracies.
They will run with that one.
Yeah. But if you look, if you're Joe Biden, who would you rather face? Donald Trump, who has all the baggage, who has the January 6th investigation raging, a number of legal actions, all this stuff now, where you know last time you got the record number of votes of any presidential candidate ever. Would you rather face him again, or would you rather face a much younger, more dynamic DeSantis who doesn't have the baggage?
Right.
So in a way, you could see that although it looks in the short term like this might play out advantageously for Trump politically, if he doesn't get nailed by what's gone on here, actually it could work in Joe Biden's favor in 2024.
That's what scares me the most, is that point at the end. Because that, you know, well, we've talked about that numerous times, but I thought that whole back and forth was interesting because Piers, of course, being much more objective, I think, than Bill Maher, who's just like, you know, he hates Trump. So he's just absolutely convinced Trump is wrong and has done all the bad things and there's just no getting around it. But it is an interesting point because Joe Biden himself has said, man, I hope I get the chance to run against Trump again. So it's just an interesting kind of way to look at it.
Yeah. He's still Joe Biden, though. And we still have a couple years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We still have time. Like
for him to make things worse.
Well, I mean, for him to make things a lot worse. I mean, the country is basically a dumpster fire right now. And so we still have a lot of time, a lot of time. And I'm not entirely convinced that Joe Biden will even be, I don't know, he'll even be cognizant like in the next year. You know what I mean?
I know.
He's slipping fast. So I don't know. I just don't know. We don't know what's going to happen over the next year to this country, to him, to anybody over the next year. Everything happens so quickly in this news cycle. It's crazy. People forget about stuff very quickly. I mean, honestly, people out there are just like, I think mostly they just forget. Because even this Mar-a-Lago thing, I guarantee you in a month, people will just be on to the next thing. Because that is how people are in this country. I hate to say it, but they really are. I hate that, but they are. Because we've seen it happen before in news cycles. And so Republicans and Democrats alike, this is how Americans are nowadays. Because the news cycle is so crazy and that politicians and politics and the state of our country is so crazy that things are happening so fast. I don't like it, but it is what it is.
I mean, if you think about it, that this weekend was the year anniversary of all the shit that went down in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
A year has passed. And what did Biden do? He was on the beach.
Yeah. Right. Riding bikes with his family, Hunter included. Right. I mean, wasn't Hunter there too? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean,
they're all having a great time.
Yeah, that guy is a crack-smoking prostitute hanging out with dude that nobody's investigating. But it's like, no big deal. You know, this is our country right now. It's completely nuts. Like, it's just, this is why I think aliens just pass us over. You know what I mean? They look at us and they're just like, no, we're good. we're good.
We don't want any of that crazy.
This place is whack, you guys. By the way, who is that chick in the clip? Like, did she contribute anything to the show? I'm just curious.
She did, like, just not in the clip I picked, but yeah, she said some things. I don't actually know who she is.
I was gonna say, because I saw another clip too and she didn't say a word. I'm like, is she just there for decoration? Like, what's the deal?
No, she did say things, but none of it was so compelling that it needed to be shared.
Okay, so she was there. So she was there for decoration. Okay, well, that's
right.
Nice. All right, everybody. Okay, it is Monday, you guys. So on Wednesday, I don't think we have to end it earlier. No, we don't, because my daughter starts school this week. And then we're like, that's it. Like the end of summer, we're coming to a close, you guys. This is it. No more summer.
My kid's been in school for almost a week.
I know. It's the summer's over, you guys. This is it. Everybody bring it in. Giant hug. Giant hug, you guys. We hope you have a fantastic Monday. Cash, everybody's asking for you. Cash, come here. Cash, quit smelling your sister's butt. He won't do it. He wants to continue to smell his sister's butt. And I'll just tell him to come over tomorrow. You guys have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye. I know the Biden administration likes to play loosey-goosey with word definitions, but y'all, we are dealing with inflation and we are dealing with a recession. It is here and happening. So you might be worried about your finances, and rightly so.
One thing you can do to diversify is consider investing in physical gold. And we love the monthly subscription offering that Acre Gold has. Acre Gold lets you subscribe to gold bars for as little as $50 a month. You pay each month, and once your gold stash reaches the price of their gold bars, they discreetly ship Acre Gold right to your house. And just recently, Acre has introduced a new $250 a month subscription to a 10-gram gold bar.
That means you're not having to come up with a bunch of money up front. You can lay away your gold, you guys.
And Acre Gold keeps you updated on your progress every month. And then they ship out your gold once you hit the price threshold. It comes right to your doorstep and you can put it right into your safe.
It's a great hedge against inflation and just another way to diversify. Visit getacregold.com/chicks and start investing today.
That's getacregold.com/chicks.
China is buying up huge amounts of American farmland, and much of it is curiously close to key U.S. nuclear sites. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll tell you what I found during my reporting in Montana about Communist China's aggressive ambitions in the United States and how the world is still giving it a pass on COVID. I'll also share the latest heartbreaking story about how the people flooding our borders are being exploited by cartels and our own government. Join me. Follow the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.